Blog Talk Radio.
Crazy day, the last 2 days. You are listening to Cal Nez, and the program is Internet Navajo Internet Radio. And the subject matter this evening is going to be about the status. I have been trying to get people to come online, trying to have them share some of their ideas, thoughts, all that stuff. But I haven't heard. And so it's kind of baffling to me. So telephone number here is 323-642-1708. 323-642-1708.
Oh, yeah.
Yatinana, this is Cal Nez. You're listening to Navajo Politics with Cal Nez, Friday evening, and the 10-day deadline has just passed. Was there anything filed? Did somebody file something? Or did you hear of somebody filing something as far as a complaint? I've been hearing lots of stuff around, but nobody seems to have the enough gumption, I guess is the safest word, for them to come out and say their ideas and share their ideas and vocalize their ideas. I think that just sitting back, I don't think it resolves anything. There's just a very few passionate there. We have the two presidential candidates and their two vice president selection. Lots of opinions are coming in, but, you know, staying behind the scenes and not saying much, I honestly don't believe that resolves anything. So give us a call here at this number, 323. As we're talking, this is why I'm kind of getting a little distracted. The telephone number is 323-642-1708. Call in. I want to hear from you. I am posting, sharing with everybody that I am online, and I want people to call in. So as I'm doing this, I'm sending stuff out and also keeping an eye on Facebook. I don't see any movement whatsoever in terms of anything. Not that I'm expecting it. I'm just replying to some of the things that were said and being told and shared with me. So, and I'm sure you've heard the same thing. And, you know, what's your thoughts? Call in. A lot of chitter-chatter. Leon Curley, if you're listening out there, could you please give us a call? Julius Elwood. Patrick Sandoval. Vice President selection for Joe Shirley, Dineth Benally. Give us a call. Lamb Benally, give us a call. Chris Deschitney, give us a call. And all of you that have had some serious issues and some serious concerns about the Navajo Nation and its election process. Do we not worry about it and move forward and support what we have, or do we start all over? I want to hear from you. So the telephone number again is, let's see, I'm texting other candidates to see if they are willing to come online. The other former candidates, I should say. So again, you're welcome to give us a call as well. So I'm going to put on another song, and while this is going on, I'm going to continue to post and hopefully get enough reply that we have a discussion. We have about 1 hour exactly right now. So, so I'll be back in a few.
No.
To Navajo Internet Radio. This is Cal Nez. And I'm broadcasting and I'm trying to send some information out on Facebook, trying to let everybody know that this evening we're talking about the state of Navajo politics. And I wanted to get your feedback about the status of the Navajo Nation government. And I honestly really want to hear from you. We are live right now, and the Navajo Nation Fair is going on, so I'm sure that people are probably over there and doing their stuff, so to speak. So I am looking forward to hearing from you. Last night we had a caller, and that caller brought up some issues that says, well, there's some things in the works, in the works, meaning that the 10 days grace period about if somebody is going to file a complaint about the election results or what have you. And that was still in discussion was what I was hearing. So I am wanting to hear more about that situation. And if any of you have any idea about what is going on, I sure like to hear back from you. And so right now my board is acting just somehow. So I'm monitoring all the screens, and if a caller calls in, I'm going to get you on the line. So again, the telephone number here for you to call in is 323-642-1708. So please give us a call. And again, we are live on the internet, and I'm going to also continue to post and share this one page that is announcing my radio show going on right now. So I hope to get a lot of replies from lots of people this evening. And of course, we're just a few hours, let's say usually scheduled for 2 hours. Right now we have 48 minutes. So why don't you just call in and just even just to say hello. So we're talking about the Navajo Nation general elections, the vice president selections, and also what any of the day's activities that have taken place today over at the elections office or the office of, I believe it's Ethics and Rules. So you're welcome to call in. You're listening to Navajo Politics with Cal Nez, and this is Cal Nez. I remember being out there on the campaign trail, and in fact, I'm kind of missing it right now because I had a unique approach. I wanted to be out there with the grassroots people and meeting them at their home base, so to speak, and some of the very localized activities. And I am going to also draw, just from memory, what some of the interesting sceneries that I saw, because I couldn't really take pictures. But I think an expression of art will really tell the story, because that's something that I know that people are very visual. And I just really absolutely enjoyed being with the people. For me, at least, I discovered two things. One was that there's the actual voting people out there. There's that segment of the population. And then there are people who are tribal employees and kind of the political insiders, so to speak. That's the best way that I can describe it. And of course, the ones that are involved in the or actually serving as the current incumbent in each of the position. So those three segments, actually there's another fourth, and that is your political base. And the base that you work with, meaning that your campaign manager to your advisors and your core group, those sorts of grouping. Very interesting dynamics in each of those. and however each of the campaigns were operated, I'm sure they were facing all sorts of issues and also some very positive things. But overall, each of the different groups that we encounter on the campaign trail, it was a very different response. And so going into the elections, we had 17 candidates. And the 17 candidates, of course, they were from various different areas. And it created a very interesting dynamics. And when you relied on your campaign staff and then you reach out into the community, there seemed to be a very segmented, that's the best way that I can put it, in terms of opinions and philosophies and who they were aligning with, whether it was a new candidate or whether it was a new candidate that was affiliated with, which always comes down to one thing, and that was people saying that they're counting on the Peterson-Zaw supporters and or Peter McDonald supporters. And it's really interesting that several years have passed by since these two gentlemen have been in office. They've been at the height of their political careers. And since then, of course, things have changed. But nonetheless, the core base out here on the Navajo Nation, there's still a real heavy influence on the voters. And the voters, it was always, well, that candidate is so-and-so, they're aligned with that person. And I know that some of the candidates were absolutely trying to get one of the two to support them. And, you know, and we all know who was affiliated with who. And so because of that, you know, have we really progressed? Have we really progressed in our Navajo politics? It appears to me like we're still set with our politics based on what had been established 30 years ago. And so what's your thoughts on that? So you're listening to Navajo Politics with Cal Nez. This is Cal Nez. Telephone number here is 323-642-1708. We'll be back after this break. Okay, I'm not sure what's going on with my board here, but seems to be having issues. But we do have a caller, and the caller is, I think I know who this is. So I will bring her on and or have her give us all sorts of insight about the Navajo Nation presidential race and also the vice president selection. I'm bringing this caller on.
Good evening, Cal. This is Patricia Nez Henderson. Can you hear me?
You're kind of breaking up a little bit. I'm not sure where you're at.
I'm sorry, but I probably have a really bad connection because I'm driving. But can you hear me okay, though?
I can hear, yeah, and I'll tell you when you're not coming through. So, yeah.
Okay. Lake Ranch, Albuquerque, Gorsuch, on the west. So I probably shouldn't even be on the phone talking with you.
Yeah. So I know that you live, is it South Dakota or North Dakota? One of the Dakotas anyway. But you often visit the Navajo Nation and you're back. And, of course, you made your rounds, I assume. And the Navajo Nation presidential election and vice presidential selection. What's your views? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, I just want to introduce myself. This last name is not quite funny, but she's seen the change in a national to ashe dashe to save that guy. Do I guess in a shadow the Rapid City, South Dakota, Shagando, Shahaki, Adon, Radon, Pastrana, Adon, Nate Ace, or Adon, Shagan. So, but you said, I continue to come back to Navajo Nation, and my work actually, my family, of course, brings me back quite often to visit and to make sure the work is being carried out here on Navajo Nation as it pertains to tobacco control. So that's my interest in terms of health is primarily that, is just really making sure that our Navajo people are healthy when it comes to avoiding tobacco products. When I say tobacco products, of course, I'm talking about commercial tobacco products, whether it's cigarettes, Skoal, or e-cigarettes. So, but yeah, I was actually a little bit shocked about the results of the election. I was very shocked actually. There were certain things that I thought was going to happen, and it didn't happen. And we're now down to two candidates that, you know, hopefully will lead the Navajo people in the right direction. And with the selection of the two vice presidents that they've chosen, I'm hoping that's going to lead us into another 4 years of improvement for our people. And as a doctor, of course, I'm always looking at which candidate will really improve the health of the Navajo Nation. And I believe in the last 4 years, you know, and people know that I was a huge advocate for making Navajo Nation healthier. And for 4 years, I think President Shelley has really made improvements for making Navajo Nation moving towards that direction. And I just want to give a shout-out to him, actually, because he passed an executive order last month to make Navajo Nation completely tobacco-free in all Navajo Nation government offices, those that are leased and rented, so the Navajo Nation employees are now protected from secondhand smoke exposure. So I'm hoping that the two candidates that we've chosen as presidential candidates will take this forward with them. So I guess I'm trying to be positive here. But Calvin, you know me better than that, so today I just want to say that I approached one of the candidates and kind of posed that question. Being a researcher, I asked the question. I was like, will you support if legislation went before your office, on your desk, And if you were to be the next president of the Navajo Nation, well, you sign this legislation which would make Navajo Nation completely smoke-free in all public places, workplaces, including casinos. And the response was actually not what I wanted to hear. That, of course, is very concerning for me, you know, that we have now two candidates, and one of them is kind of not really supporting health in that direction. I mean, I guess for me, there's really no excuse to have anybody be exposed to secondhand smoke. So
yeah,
that's where we are, and I just need
let me ask you a question in terms of
sure.
Let's take a step back. You said, okay,
mm-hmm.
There was a lot of people during the campaign, you know, leading up to primaries that were saying that they were not going to vote. They were not going to participate until the two have been, you know, found or, you know, that they've been voted in after primaries.
Mm-hmm.
And now I am seeing literally just seeing firsthand how people are very, very, they're not very happy with the results. And so there's been all sorts of maneuvering. Now, having said that, you said earlier in your statement, you says, well, I was completely shocked. I want to revisit
mm-hmm.
that, what your shock was.
Well, I guess a couple of things. I guess I can say that I didn't vote for any of the two candidates that are now running for president, so that's why I was shocked. But I think I came out to Navajo Nation a couple of times, and unfortunately I wasn't too much involved with the campaign because we were dealing with the health of my dad, and that certainly took a huge priority for me to see my dad through this really difficult time. So I did not get as much involved with the campaign for anybody than through that time period. So, but from what I had seen and, you know, heard throughout my times being out there with my dad was that they really wanted someone new because they wanted new people in there, and I think that's what Navajo Nation was wanting. And of course, one of them is now a former president that served two terms. So I think that was a little bit shocking to see former President Shirley in there at this point. I think with Christus Cheney, that was actually even a shock for me as well, only because he's young and, you know, I think the language part was probably a big issue for me. But that's our choice now, you know, we're having to deal with, a president who's trying to learn Navajo, and as you can see, I'm not as fluent as I want it to be as well. So we're having to select a president that doesn't speak Navajo that well. So we have two different types of candidates here, and you know, we just as a voter, I'm a registered voter, and anybody can look at my voting records. I have voted in every election when it comes to the Navajo Nation president. And
mm-hmm.
I will, you know, and I will certainly vote for one of these two gentlemen. So I'm not one of those people that's saying that they're not going to vote. I think it is an obligation for me, and I take it as a duty for me to vote.
Right. So in other words, so what you're saying is that we are, since these two finish, we might as well just unify our, just continue with our politics and make better judgments next time if they weren't exactly our candidates, and leave it at that. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I think I heard something today that was really caught me off guard, and it was a statement that was made where they said since 1989, the Navajo Nation government has been under Title II, which is supposed to be only for a temporary period of time, but yet we're, you know, and legally, actually, we're still in that phase because we have not made it past that. So I think the next president of the Navajo Nation makes to make that, you know, make that a priority so that our our government is no longer in this temporary phase, but really make it so that, you know, that we're truly working in a, you know, in a government that is solid. That, so I think that's, for me, that's a priority. I would think that that would be a priority for a lot of people, for everybody, too. You know, there was chaos during that period of time, and, you know, our government was, you know, there was that reform that took place, and now let's just move forward and let's solidify it and make it, let that be that foundation for us to move forward. So whoever that person is.
So you're saying that Title II was the...
It was only temporary.
Right. Mm-hmm. And therefore, what does that mean to our government as the here and now?
Well, this is what I heard today, that it's still in that temporary phase, meaning that Title II was only supposed to be for a short period of time, and then from there we're supposed to probably go before. I'm not sure what the legal steps are to make our government permanent. That hasn't happened. We have not gone beyond that period yet. It looks like we're still in this period of we're still in this temporary period.
The law is still
so
temporary.
What the power the president has, do we really know what that is? Do we really know what the president's powers are? I guess as a voter, that's my question. Maybe somebody can help me understand that a little bit more. I'm not an attorney, so I don't know.
I think that, you know, during the course of the campaign, I mean, I hate to bring the pre-primary statements and activities. I think one of the things that I tried to push in that whole campaign phase was that, you know, I basically said that, you know, as Navajo people, one of the most very, very important things that we needed to be aware of is that we know that the here and now, we see the different players, the 17 that are running. We've got the council of delegates now. So that grouping was set. However, in the process of approaching this thing, because there's like a whole segment of the Navajo society who was saying, you know what, I don't like the way that the council is, you know, such and such, and or that the council has a lot of power, and so forth. Even some of the candidates themselves got up there and basically said, well, you know, as I was running or as I was in office, these are the things that I encountered. Every time we tried to do something, we we ran into the Navajo Nation Council. And so because of those statements, one of the things that I always said all the way through is that we had a history, a time in our history when it was very, very, one of the most tragic period, which is the year 1989. And in that time, I was actually down there, saw it firsthand, and talked to both sides of the, both sides of the fence, so to speak. And so I tried to remind people that in order for us to really, really progress, we needed to really address Title II. We needed to address who some of the people are who are, you know, I'm sorry to say this, but I'll just be straightforward, and that was that people who were in the 40, members of the 49ers and who were involved in the politics. In fact, there was, you know, four candidates who were actually in that phase and in that political process at the time. And so now, 30 years later, we're still rehashing. We're still in the same process. So really, where are we in our government? I mean, that was that was one of my biggest questions.
Right.
Go ahead.
And I think, I was just going to say that I think the issue that was brought up to me that today really kind of, I kind of questioned. I'm like, okay, if our government is only in a temporary, still in this temporary phase, you know, it probably speaks a lot to the leaders that have been in there for the last 30 years, as you're saying, or whatever years it has been, probably not 30 years, but 25 years. So I was in college during that period. I remember this very well. I mean, so I'm just hoping that we can get leadership in there that can really make a change when it comes to that. And I know that their priorities are probably else. I mean, I'm hoping that that's part of their priority, but, you know, just kind of, I'm just kind of seeing for the first time being on back in Winter Rock on Navajo for some of their, you know, where they're pushing to make changes. So, but it's been very interesting. I love coming back to Navajo Nation and just seeing my, not only my family, but just, you know, there's positive change, and I think that's really wonderful. It's really wonderful to see that. And I've been living off the reservation for many, many years, and, but it's always wonderful to come back.
Yeah. Awesome. So you're not going to the Navajo Nation Fair? I mean, to the Navajo Nation
Parade.
There.
Oh, not this year. Not this year. We've had floats in previous parades, and I certainly enjoyed making the floats and getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get it set up for Saturday, but not this year, probably next year. I just have family up in Rapid City, and I have a little boy that's going to be playing his first soccer game. So I guess when it comes to certain things, particularly my kids and my husband, that takes priority, so I needed to get back and be with them.
Exactly.
But I wish all the candidates that are running, you know, wish them luck, and I'm really hoping that they really make health a priority. I know that they're stronger in other areas, but I guess with that said, they probably need to bring on some people on board that are very strong in health, public health primarily. When I say health, I'm really probably speaking about prevention, and there's so many things that can be prevented. I said, of course, smoking, but there's also diabetes. I'm a huge person when it comes to prevention. And diabetes is certainly one of those diseases that can be prevented with eating right and exercising. So, and then I always say, I don't want to get up on social. You know, people kind of laugh about me when I say that. I'm telling people to eat the kale and eat the carrots and all the yummy stuff that is out there. Not too much corn. The corn is good for you, but not too much because it has a lot of carb base. So you just want to take it easy on the corn. If you're going to eat it, please exercise.
So easy on the typical and chichapesia.
Yeah, it's yummy, have it, but just be, you know, make sure you exercise and balance it out with the green vegetables and the orange vegetables. Those are the stuff that are very good for you.
Yeah.
And limit your exposure to secondhand smoke. We know, I don't need to mention any businesses on the reservation on the Navajo Nation that still have smoking in their buildings, but particularly if you have diabetes and have other chronic diseases like asthma, do not go in there. You're just gonna hurt your body even more. And those are discussions that I would love to explore with the candidates. I think Cal, you were one candidate that, you know, really heard my passion, and you certainly supported it. So I really do appreciate that.
Yeah, Jonah. Well, it was great talking to you, Do-he-lan, and thanks for sharing all the information and some of your ideas. Arushi, you have a safe trip back to home and say hi to everybody. Njone?
Gushina, Shana, you take care.
Nagushila, take care. Thanks for calling. Okay, that was Dr. Patricia Nez Henderson and Njonia Hodo Nijahat Sido Hihadlan Jojoto, some very, very, in my opinion, very influential people who are very much involved, even though they say they're not. They are involved either through the care, like in her case, you know, advocating for no to secondhand smoke. And so we do appreciate it. Akoho, now we have another caller on the phone, and I want to bring him on because I think he has some very, very useful information that we can all share in. And a very respected gentleman from over in the Western Agency. Caller, Mr. Dale, yate?
Yate, Charles. Oh, yate. Go ahead. I got on the phone, so can you brief me real quickly as to the discussion at hand?
Well, one of the things that I just basically put out there, Gi A Jo Kat A Nagaira Jo, of course, in 2014, A Kat Kong A Aslana Alte Koban Alte To, presidential candidates, Abiji Hadeti Lado a Benal Sothun and Days Nello Ado Hadeshi, so A17 A Chin Jay Ado a primary as Lee Ado Kojisot Nava Nation Council delegate, so Hajija Ako Ado a to primary ban Astende Ado Ado Hushtan Hadeshi, so Ado Unite the Kit has Lee. Ako sa aysat na do dopet lo kuta at aidan halin sa ay sa shida ni padahonis na do jo ko kada gusin itin ako aro a vice president joy aja bikinadat in ni e hunanat sa do ako joy. Now it created a different scenario for each of the top two finishers. Ako ara kon o jo heto e ne ara da is no sa e do ne da is sa e do kan ne porden o to ha you could ask in da is sa from all over the internet world. Ako ishi koro sa ye ye in to kaso ye to zin to hote she ti do Debini nado shisla hut eda, edo tau te a kote joi naso. No, joi hajigi e hito e ban so ke so hito e aden banate, ako e aden hijin da hosne e tishno e kodo. This evening, we have about 16 minutes, unfortunately, and so e hute shenanta, ako e. So that kind of is that is the question.
Oh, do shahs so da hot so shahun di kudosh shiban sas kesi da shin da so yan to hot this so do chi di da shi kudan in the wasla lanj shahan di shni do da that so list that in shahan american stuff like Nasir, in the earth, so see just Nihizad, Holaniki, Ibn Nashaya, Nihin Sakhi, so Nihin Washington, so Hitaya, Nihin Sakhi, so in that Nihin Washington is what's called this community. So I don't know, so to just this nigga, Bishma has another Yila. It is Christian, nothing, nothing, just a shame, yeah, case in the deep. So, I believe it's title 11, or title 2. And then he's that, if you need cut all this, to be dashing taxes, you be, I don't understand his that, the needs and all this. But who is the other? To be, I wish you need a condemned, to be in the right, to the house, and the other in the Nanish, the other in the, for the Nanish, the other in the HBA, the Nanish, of course, is it? Just not being a car education, the Jewish. I don't know. another nation Ladan kita that is out, I had all the dinars or so, to even dash. Not the short as the net, though, eh, Hajo, that is that. Today, I am it, that I eat and eat in both hours. From the radar, she had out, eh, than she didn't see. There has anodins and add on that, had yet on the eh, yard, be conquest in it, that there has an eh, did I, you see, dins and jibi, that. Be I, yard. And machine that yet. Mr. Carol Ness, for Yego, and I think it's in the radio and program link. I need
Akashina. That was Mr. Percy Deal and Akashalan Aden Hichohinjinetdo. You shared your ideas and your thoughts with us, and it's something that the general public obviously needs to think about. Ako the Kuigo Shida, the Sodan, that's Yansa, that case of sheet, Donson, Kodobansis case. On a way that the Kuid Agushin would owe a sadi, that old sidings, that old shit, so could owe a great candidate stage, Gian, so a so hot or Sasha should have let O Yansa, that case yet, or is it. Yes, you had the see today. I call that on the I don't wish that radio be getting with all Asian the house net. I call Kuroba Nate Edo today. I said on Zai, you had all who see it. I call the way internet be getting on aid eyes and late Sadaro the East Sand and there's an archive to aid Ata out of she would all begin in the low aid. They can go back and out of a download this on ARA, not the East, though, and then they can actually send those recordings to each other. Joko, they could have a public record, and had long she with Oiban C case. Ako, Tisa Nzada Sheikh, I don't really know what the area code is, but the last four numbers is 4462. Khatsi Tazada and A Edo Tazad O East Ako listener caller actually yat in the Schneedo here at any Johin Nehoto a 6 minutes at the Hansi Tazand A. Hello, caller. Oh, they hung up. Okay, I guess that tells me that they're not going to be on the air. So, nonetheless, I think that I think each and every one of you know, and that we should have been, and I can honestly say, we should have been looking at some of our politics and really study ourselves. Now, that nexus is at the hot jade, ala ani the kui gushin hutoi, joy hutoi. A legend, inkle a lenovish nish new, the saint and lahon janos zon, aro saint the yajin, aro shay the shalit or lation zon, at an old nenigi, edo dago, hait o ebidit disposition da nitle to that it in the daughter, aro chon that is a nal kiedo, but that's a hodlo, jo toid at a hot on inkle. Today, Joe Abin, the campaign with Leo A. Nita, ako aden hot oba ha on te do she aji tania ako nagire na hot oba ji eta stio ta pe so hot o so kayan ta keso ni she so ne ya i ya ro hot o i da ro hot in na hot o i betra hat di shuro do she el ya do o tlo she il ni ko din al so se do aron dia na she te kita aron dia ko e hot o i Di shall keep ni in the di quest and sit naked gently. Tara should don't need at all hot zado, aro shed or so late such a day, jay, so though so bad on snobbing in a core, a sort aro night is kita. A course it didn't lay 10 days below she are in the art 17 candidates or such a lean they are than they hoot. By this time, it's too late to even address this. Da no ye hot o de kushi ye yadas ki jo ja hot ein de ako but now the here and now ni le chuka dishji de what exactly is it that we're doing? Are we going to move forward and actually change some of the paradigms? We have 4 minutes and it looks like we have another caller. I want to bring this caller on and just let you know we have about 3 minutes. So the last number is 1453.
Oh,
yeah, it's Shanae. Oh, yeah, it's a day. Look like on the two sisters these evening, Shahorne. This is Shahorne. We only have about 3 minutes, Shadeja.
I'm sorry. I got in on the call until the last minute, but
yeah, it's basically we were talking about is just, you know, what some of the alternatives are, and if there's what some of the reasons why that we're, you know, people are, you know, where we're at with the two front runners.
Okay. Information out there at we don't sign lenigi dan she odo dash after that all that was that one is so what are you heart that it for khalid odo leza khalid a hijo nasjonane khatola that the no a you have on sibe chest up one day kido odo masando chain lenigi yas ki do it out that is near the a kuyego a Yeah, but that is our young Sidaki, so yeah, that's beautiful. The Cardi Jacqueline, our Cardi Jacqueline, her late Arch Erdo, Nisla, Jordanington.
So when you said, hey, Toist Erdo, Nis, what are some of the possibilities?
Well, Gina, I don't know. In Yenda, Hashid Al, the day later, or Hashid Al Yansadak. So just shift, I can only talk for myself. Nashid Nedan, Nini, Judge Ney, Echandi, Hoda, Edo, Anishi, Hashid Al Yansadak, Hashid Al Shinda Ali, but the only thing I can say is it's hard to. The never is the job as if you don't need a good, So I guess the only way we can do it is on the air and write in that no in Yenda Kesa. A coho. I don't write in it or no, a coho. There's, I don't know exactly where to go with this at this point right now, but they need help. We need help. We need to come together. We have to come up with something. We have to figure this out. football. Maybe I'll be on time on another show, but right now, I'm sorry that I'm here last minute because I, you know, didn't get the message until just now.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, I appreciate that. I think that's a very, very good insight. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to let everybody know that we are going to be on the air again tomorrow evening at the same time between 7 and 9. Akoshi aro kuroshi banna la sohti do hito in hinda hata do aro shi do kuroshi lo hita ho net do le ako. So in that time, please you know, call back and have all the people call back. And this radio show has really just taken off again, and we have a lot of listeners, and they're downloading. So please know that. Of course, tomorrow night she is not with net do le. Aro yeah non hit shni do le. Aro on da isio kizi do da isanosa. Aro so ni che da ho shne gi to yeah non kuro in hisad si tra koshi. Aro eight or le to we will talk to you tomorrow night. And we will keep this until we come to some sort of a solution. Again, Lana, you're listening to Navajo Politics with Cal Nez.